Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. What happened?
Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
Yes, I know I mentioned niece, but it's actually my cousin. I sent money yesterday in a card. And then put it into a bubbly envelope. And she got it this morning. I sent it to her to, she helps out my disability cousin, my cousin that's on disability, and I wanted to buy her some food. So she received the envelope, the bubbly envelope this morning, and it was opened, the money was gone.
Oh, God.
And she rang the head office, which I presume is
GPO. In Dublin, yeah.
And they're looking into it and took her address and name and whatever and said they would investigate it. But they said that the postman should have knocked on her door and got her to sign to say that the envelope was open when it was delivered. And he didn't do that. And I, God Almighty, I think it's a disgrace that.
Now, I must take anyone interfering with the mail very seriously.
I know, and I'm on a pension,
How would anyone have known that there was money in the envelope?
It was in a double envelope. I put it into an envelope in a card, sealed, and then I put it into a sealed, bubbly envelope, thinking it would be safe, you know?
And what did what did it feel like? Did it feel like there was a book inside it, or did it feel like there was a...
No, it was just like a small envelope, you know, like that you put a small card into. Not a big card, a small card.
Well, we can ask people...
Could I just say that for future reference for that lady?
Yeah.
You get these envelopes in the post office now. They're money envelopes.
Okay.
They can't even be seen through a scanner.
Oh.
You can actually get them in the post office.
But if there's a money envelope written on it, isn't it? Is that a bit of a giveaway now?
You actually put it into the envelope that you're using. But this is a tin foil envelope.
So what does that prevent?
If the money is going through a scanner, say, in whatever... In the post office unit, can't be seen.
All right.
But surely they're not. Surely it's not being interfered with in the postal system.
Well, I'm not suggesting that is Joe, but you can get those envelopes if you ask the girl in the post office.
Yeah, I sent it down the country.
you can put the cash in this envelope and put it into your regular envelope then.
All right.
Yeah. Well, again.
And do you get that in the post office?
Yeah, you can get it in the post office,
All right. And what do you ask for?
No, just tell them that you're going to send cash or whatever. And
don't on post recommend that you don't send cash.
Yeah, well...
I've never done it before, and my cousin has got so much mail over the years, with her kids ordering stuff and everything, and she's never had a problem.
Well, that's very good. Well, that's the general reputation the post have, which is fantastic, I think.
But anyway, we're absolutely shocked this morning.
That's
now,
a pity
and
now,
the money is gone.
And there's no other way of transferring 20 quid, is there?
No.
Can't you do it if you have a Revolut card?
Maybe.
I know, but that's difficult.
Yeah. Difficult.
Okay.
I was just ringing Joe to warn people.
Okay, and I thank you for that, Patricia. You're also asking your listeners, as you say, it's never happened before, so hopefully it's not a problem. But given us so many, if it is, we'll soon find out. Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Thanks,
thank
Patricia.
You. Love your show.
Yeah, thank you. Very kind. Robert Condon, Moore, Una Heaton, David, and Liz, who started. Okay, and Mary Kinsey. The gas man gone, Mary.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Did he fix it?
Happy on his way.
Did he fix it? Did he empty the meter under the stairs?
Didn't you interrupt the whole proceedings?
He what?
I said, sure, didn't you interrupt the whole proceedings?
She rang me. I don't even know your number. I don't even know where you live. And come here, did he empty the meter under the stairs?
Under the stairs, all the shillings he got.
Do you remember that?
Shilling. I do.
Our kids, back in the day, We paid for a lot of things. We had a slot television, yes. A slot electricity.
Oh, with colour, though. We used to have a colour screen on it, pink one or a blue one. Had you not got one of them?
No, the thing, the sweet paper you put over the screen to try and pretend that it was a... Sure, my father used to pull the curtains when he'd hear the Mr. Whippy fan, so we wouldn't hear it. You know what I mean? But anyway, for young people to remember that there used to be a meter under the stairs.
Yeah.
And you put single shillings, five p they were worth, which is about
12 pence.
And you put single shillings, and once a month, a man in glasses and a bald head
with a book
and a frayed jacket with the leather things on the elbows. Would come in, and you'd be very reverential to him. He would take his keys, open the meter, carry the box into your dining room table if you're looking to have it, or in our case, a tea chest or whatever. Pour it out on the tea chest,
and then
it was magic watching his finger
and
he'd stack them, and he'd stack them, and then if the amount in the meter exceeded the gas bill, you were given back. It was not you, your mother
was given back
a few single shillings. Isn't that right?
That's all very fine now. If the lock wasn't gone off that contraption, and you'd use the one single shilling in and out, and then he'd tell you owe him £3.10 or whatever you'd owe him.
Remember, Mary, remind people that back in the day, houses used to be broke. You say
that's
someone's
right.
house.
That's
and what was called. Robbed? What was robbed? Yeah,
the gas meter.
Can you believe
the gas meter. Always
can you believe
meter,
it? Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have the ESB meter?
When?
But did, remember?
Well,
there was a 2 bob. That took 2 bob. We had
two
one
bob.
Of them.
I can't
and then
that,
a meter in the back of the telly.
Yes, yes.
To keep the telly going. And basically, you'd be watching Bat Masterson or whatever. And
yes, Bat Masterson or Gringle.
You'd gradually see the picture the fugitive for a crime you did not commit, and you'd be looking at the picture would disappear down this little white hole into the, and you'd be scrambling around the house to see it. Anyone, your mother.
And we always had the national anthem when the telly
but we
did
were,
that night.
At least,
time.
Marty, we were happy. Back in the rare old times. I remember. Okay, Marty, will you go back and get your work done or whatever you're doing? I am so annoyed that you're brilliant with numbers. You could have been head of Anglo-Irish Bank and saved the country.
If
people like you had got an education.
But back in the 60s, Joe, we were lucky to get through secondary school.
Now, you were
one of the posh ones. You went to college, you know.
So eventually.
But I mean, I was lucky to get through secondary school. So, yeah.
And would you,
would you have liked... I didn't do too bad.
You did brilliantly.
All in all. I'm happy enough with life.
But
remember, Mary, thank God.
If people like you had got the chance and the opportunity, which you didn't, to go on to third level, you could have become an accountant, a chartered accountant. You would have been able for it.
I would have preferred to be a solicitor.
Yeah, but that's... I would have preferred if you'd gone on and we could have... You were head of Anglo-Irish Bank and we would have saved the country 64 billion that they robbed on us. Anyway, mind yourself.
True, or I could have got a job at KPMG and not been been asleep on the job yesterday.
Okay, you mind
Good
yourself.
Luck.
See
luck.
You later. 51551, there's five numbers, watch your hand.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Thanks.
Back to On Post. Now, remember, there are millions of envelopes and packages posted every single day through the postal system. But, Dorothy, what happened? It's an unusual item that went missing.
It is an unusual item,
yes.
Joe. It's their chickens.
Their chickens?
Their chickens. And the poor chickens must be starving somewhere. They were knitted chickens that my mum, who's 90, knit for her great-grandson for Easter. And they're these little chickens that you can put a Cadbury's cream egg in.
Ah, what a lovely idea.
They're a nice idea, and I'm sure a lot of people who actually do knitting would know what I'm talking about. They're little chickens, and they've got their beak and their eyes and a stuffed head, and then you stick the cream egg inside it, and they're lovely. But Mum knit them for Donica for Easter and posted them from Bray down to us in Middleton in County Cork.
Okay.
And they've never appeared.
They never came home to roost.
They never came home to roost. And she used to text me, you know, had the chickens arrived? And then she'd say the next day, I'm sure they're starving.
And was it in a proper package? Like the package wouldn't have torn in a machine or?
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. My mum's a great recycler, and it was an envelope that would have been a bubble wrap envelope that would have been sent to her.
So the chickens weren't cheap to post, were they?
They weren't cheap to post at all. And
That's foul, whoever did that now.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't want to ruffle anyone else's feathers before I move on. Brendan Chapman, Brendan.
Hello, Joe.
Confess.
Pardon?
Confess. 1960.
Well, approximately.
Yeah.
We hired a radio, and I've never heard of anybody else hiring a radio.
You hired a radio?
Yes.
And what, you paid for it weekly?
I think it was probably weekly, indeed.
Yeah. And you weren't buying the radio. You didn't end
that would have been a luxury.
Wow.
I mean, this is just extraordinary.
It is,
yeah. Today.
Try and explain that to your kids today.
I know. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, even, try and explain. Try and explain. This happened in our household recently, and I asked one of my children. The internet was gone or whatever, so Alexa was down. And I asked one of my children to get RTE on a transistor. They hadn't a clue what to do. They didn't know how you moved the dial.
Indeed. It's extraordinary.
So we had a pilot radio that was up on, it was our television, it was up on a shelf, and there was lovely braiding from Guineys and Talbot Street, lovely red braiding. Around the, and we used to sit there after a bath on Saturday and look up at the radio. We used to watch the radio.
I know. And it was very popular, wasn't it? Way back in the time when there'd be comedy shows like Bing Crosby and so on in America.
Yeah, and then Dear Sir and Madam.
But it's extraordinary. Like, we were, I suppose, middle class, and I don't know if anybody else. I never admitted it before this. I mean, it's just extraordinary.
And the other, when we rented it, we rented a telly, but you never owned a telly at the end of it.
Yes, we rented the television for years.
And if you stop paying the weekly rent, the telly, the little telly rents van or the RTV rental van, the telly rents van with the white or black stripes and red stripes would arrive up and confiscate the telly.
Yeah. That's extraordinary. Well, that never happened to us. But
I know, but it happened to us on a regular basis, I can tell you. Okay, you have a radio now, have you, obviously?
I'm thinking
of
getting
Alexa one now. Or whatever, yeah.
I'm saving up to buy one
now. Okay. Make sure you get
it. No, I'd just love to know if there's anybody else with
that
the radio.
That rented, basically you rented a radio.
Yes.
It's not the better way. You never owned it. You were renting a radio.
Yes.
Okay, Brendan. Thanks indeed. That's Brendan Chapman.
Not at all. I'd love to hear if anybody else has it.
Okay. 51
Thanks,
Joe. Thank you, Brendan. 51 Marshall.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.